still have subbies outside the loop that are owed substantial amounts of monies. And the question that the new Minister for Health needs to be asking on Wednesday, and I'll be in direct contact with for this person who's going to be, is in relation to transition costs. There is a sum of money, a pool of money of £1.3 million that hasn't been released by the HSE. And what I will be calling on the incoming Minister for Health will be to find out how much the transition costs are going to be. And secondly, is there a discretionary powers within the HSE's gift to ensure that monies that haven't been paid to different contractors or to different subbies, will this money be available to meet these shortcomings?
Are there legal questions to be answered here, Joe McHugh? Because presumably, if the HSE had a contract with McNamara, the receiver will argue that any monies owed to McNamara should go directly to them, and they should then decide how that money be distributed. Or does the HSE have potentially some legal discretion whereby they can somehow bypass the receiver and go straight to the subcontractors?
Well, I think what's emerging is that there's probably two criteria of subbies at the moment. There's the subbies that have gone through architectural sign-off and money would have been released by the HSE to McNamara Brothers. So obviously that will be in the gift of the receiver to deal with them elements. There's another category of subbies where there hasn't been architectural sign-off and monies has not been released by the HSE. So that goes back to the £1.3 million. And this is the important thing for the subbies at the moment. And there's been very, very minimal communication between them and the HSE.